Are you a late night snacker? Do you find yourself reaching for something sweet after dinner or just needing a snack to kick back and relax after a long, stressful day? Well, sister, you are definitely not alone. And I've got some news for you today. That late night snacking habit that has crept in over the years is almost never about actual need for food. So why do we late night snack even after we've just had dinner? What's really going on, and how can we actually shift out of this unhealthy habit that is so clearly derailing our health goals? Well, that's exactly what we're diving into in today's episode, plus an exciting announcement in just a minute that I've been keeping secret from you for the last month. So I hope that you're excited to blow this conversation wide open about late night snacking and dive in deep to open our awareness and really learn the tools that you can start using immediately to shift out of this nasty habit that, let's face it, is totally derailing your health goals. Now, the announcement that I want to make without further ado before we get into today's episode is I'm so excited to share with all of you, but for the last month and probably actually over a month, I have been working behind the scenes at creating a brand new and improved live training called the Emotional Eating Masterclass, and I'm going to be hosting this live for free May 11th. This is going to be an incredible 3-hour full day event where we're going to be diving deep into understanding the inner wounds that are ultimately at the root of causing you to binge on sugar, your sugar addictive tendencies, and emotional eating. And I'm going to be sharing in this masterclass the exact tools. We're actually going to be applying some of these tools together so that you leave feeling empowered and inspired with the exact steps that you need to take to shift out of these nasty addictive patterns. We're also going to learn how to reconnect to your body, learn to trust yourself again, how to overcome emotional eating and rewire these decades-old habits in order to support you in actually creating a peaceful and easeful relationship with sugar, with food, and with yourself that lasts. Now, of course, we're going to be doing all of this in this beautiful, fun connection with other like-minded women, which is a massive part of supporting our healing in this journey. So if you want to feel a part of the tribe, come connect, learn, and really not just cognitively learn, but learn in your body the right steps that you're going to need to take forward to actually heal the root causes of what's actually keeping you hooked on sugar, then you're definitely going to want to join us. So come join us for the Emotional Eating Masterclass, May 11th. This is your official announcement. I'm so excited to make this public, to invite you to come and join me along with hundreds of other women for this amazing one-day event on May 11th. So stay tuned. Of course, come and get registered. Share with your friends. The link is in the show notes below to come and get your name on the list and come save your spot for free. All right. Let's dive in to today's episode. Welcome to the Beyond Sugar Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dame, holistic nutrition coach and speaker. Together, we'll be diving into much more than just another conversation around sugar addiction and nutrition. But more importantly, I'll be guiding you through the inner work and spiritual healing that lies at the root of your unhealthy habits with food. Let's dive in. All right, sister, welcome back. All right, as I promised in the little intro, we're having a deep dive, raw, authentic conversation about this late night snacking thing that's got you hooked. And if you're listening to this episode, you know, either this is a nightly occurrence for you, or this is something that you notice maybe a couple times a week. And I'm willing to bet if you're listening to this, if you've made it this far, there's a part of you that knows that habit is not serving you, that those late night snacks that you're reaching for are probably not the healthiest. They're probably not supporting your health goals. And maybe you're even noticing physical symptoms. Maybe you're even noticing the physical detriments and the mental detriments that are coming from this habit. Yet even noticing that, you can't seem to kick it. You can't seem to make it through the night, no matter how many times you promise to yourself, you're not going to have a snack tonight. You do anyway. Trust me, I know exactly how that feels. I've been there. I was the queen of late night snacking. Actually, I was the queen of snacking all day. There was a snack after lunch. There was a snack after breakfast. There's definitely a snack or two after dinner. And there's many reasons why this is so ingrained into our culture, the way we operate. And we're going to dive deep into this because it's really much deeper than you think it is. I know so many women, I'm using the word habit, but ultimately it's actually not even a habit. There's so much deeper under the surface that I'm going to pull out for all of you today. So you can start deeply understanding and reflecting what's actually going on for you. Because if you want to change this habit, you have to first understand why it exists in the first place. This is the same approach that I take with helping my clients overcome sugar addiction, right? We're not going to ever overcome any of these obstacles in our life until we first understand why they exist deep within. Why is the problem there in the first place, or the challenge in your life? And when you understand the root, when you understand what's really driving that behavior, that's when you can begin to create lasting change from the inside out. So before we dive into these really six themes of why so many women are stuck in this late night snacking habit, and again, I'm speaking from personal experience with this, you know, in my own journey, my own deep reflection as to why I used to binge every night on crap, junk food. And over the last 9 years of working with women, helping them heal their addictive patterns with sugar and their emotional eating habits, really has shed a lot of light on these deeper pieces that I'm going to share with you in just a minute. Before we get into that, I think it's really important to have a bit of a framework of understanding why this late night snacking pattern that we're in is actually derailing your health. Why is it actually harmful? Why is it something you should want to stop doing? And there's so many reasons, but you probably already know. I want to empower each of you, as I'm always doing with my clients and here on the podcast, to really tune into your inner wisdom. Again, if you're listening to this, your higher self knows that there is a part of this late night snacking habit that is not serving you. And I would invite you to even pause this episode right now and think about, in what ways is it not serving you? You know, in what ways is this late night snacking habit derailing your goals and derailing your health? How is it making you feel mentally and physically? Because often the physical may not even be the biggest part. I know if you're like any of the women that I've worked with over the last 9 years, often it's the shame and guilt that really play the biggest impact on us, right? Really play the biggest impact on our perpetuating self-hate, really causing some mental struggles, right? Mental health issues, you know, when we live in this constant guilt and shame, especially around food. So I want to pull out a couple reasons here in case you need extra motivation. And I, again, invite you to really reflect on what is really, how is it really harming you? Why, again, coming back to why, right? Why do you want to shift out of this habit? What is it doing for you? And what is it also not doing for you that is something that you don't want in your life anymore? So a couple things that I really want to point out here is, number one, often what happens when we're late night snacking, if we've had dinner, we're having a snack now after dinner, we are overeating. Most women are probably even overeating at dinner, and now we're having more food into our stomach before we've even digested our dinner. So there's a massive like overconsumption of food happening in the evening, and that is causing a lot of issues. I mean, many of us know, any other overeaters out there, that was definitely me, being so disconnected from our body, we're overstuffing our digestive system. And when we do that, our digestive system stops working efficiently, right? We have such a full stomach that we can't actually churn and break down the nutrients that we need. So a lot of what we're eating isn't even properly digested. And this can lead to major digestive upset, you know, gastrointestinal issues, bloating, gas, constipation, diarrhea. Like, we can have some, start to develop some major gut issues, right? And some major, I mean, even we can even go as deep as saying that, you know, things can start developing over time, inflammation in the gut, leaky gut syndrome. We can really be doing a lot of damage to our already delicate digestive tract while we're overeating. And a big part of this, part two here, that's super important, is that 99% of you are not snacking on healthy food, right? At night. It's usually the junk. It's the end of the day. I don't give a shit. I need some sugar. I need some chips. I need some popcorn. I need a bowl of ice cream. I need some cookies. It's usually never anything healthy. So even if it is something healthy, by the way, we're still overeating. We're still possibly causing damage. And some of these other things I'm going to point out, even if you're having a healthy snack, right, can really be a detriment. But the truth is, and I want you to call yourself out on this right now, if this is you, is that you're most likely not eating something healthy, right? We're usually eating the wrong foods late at night after dinner. We're wanting something sweet, right? We're wanting, oh, I just need a little something sweet after dinner. That used to be me growing up. We always finished dinner with something sweet, whether it was ice cream or some candy or popcorn even, which I know many of you might not think is sweet, but really is just very simple carbohydrates. Corn is a major carbohydrate. So usually it's the toxic stuff, right? So this is obviously perpetuating some unhealthy eating patterns, right? And dumping a high dose of sugar into our bloodstream right before we're going to try to go to sleep. So all of this is, I mean, at any time of the day, right, eating these toxic foods are going to be detrimental. But at night, I feel like this is even amplified because right before we go to sleep, we're actually at a very low metabolic rate. And our digestion is actually a lot lower. So when we understand this actual circadian rhythm that our body lives through throughout the day, our digestive fire and our metabolic rate tend to be highest midday, right? We sort of wake up, we maybe have a really nourishing breakfast, our digestion starts to get turned on, we start to wake up for the day, our metabolism kicks on. And all of these processes that are helping distribute and break down and use and, you know, get the insulin out of the blood, you know, our blood sugar, all of this is really highest during the day. And our body, based off the light in the sky and the time of the day, knows at the end of the day to start shutting everything down and preparing to go into detox mode when we sleep. So our natural rhythm is to start shutting down digestion, shutting down metabolism, and these systems start to power down for the night. Because when we sleep, the systems that actually detox, flush out the toxins from the day, you know, our liver, our kidneys, all sorts of processes in the body are at play while we sleep to reset for the next day. So when we eat, especially when we're eating junk late at night, we are completely throwing off this system, right? We are actually probably leading to higher chances of weight gain, of those extra calories, that extra junk being fed into just stored as fat. Our system is just not operating as it how it should be, like in the middle of the day. So we're throwing food at an inefficient system late at night. And this is, as I mentioned, causing weight gain, causing inflammation, causing all sorts of issues that show up in the body. We talked about the gut already. As we're kind of eating in this window when we're not supposed to be eating. And as you can imagine, this is the trickle effect. Now we're attempting to sleep. Our blood sugar has been spiked. Depending on your metabolic health, right, most not being optimal, your blood sugar is all over the place. Your body's not sure what's going on. And now you're trying to sleep. So now you can't get to sleep. Or you fall asleep really quickly because you're having a blood sugar crash, and then you wake up a couple hours later and you're up all night. Right? There's so many issues that are showing up, and this isn't the only reason that this can be showing up, right? Obviously, there's so many things that impact our sleep, but this is one really big thing that I see affecting the women that I work with and their sleep. And as soon as they start kicking back that eating window and not eating within, I would say, even 3 hours of going to bed, right? We're really starting to reset and allow the body to get into cleansing mode, which is where all the toxins get nicely processed out of our body. Maybe not all of them, but most of them. And we want that. We need that for optimal health. We need that for weight loss. We need that for lowering inflammation in our body and working properly and being able to wake up rested. So this disruption of sleep is massive. And I know if you're like any of the women that I work with, sleep is kind of important and it's probably something you struggle with. And this could be an area that I would invite you to play with, right? And get curious about paying attention to, does this actually help my sleep when I stop eating so late at night? And I stop eating those high sugar foods late at night. So a couple things here, right? And I hope this really just sheds some light on how serious this is. Thanks for tuning into this episode. I have a quick question for you. What would be possible in your life if food and sugar cravings no longer had control over your mind and body every day? If you're like most women I work with, you might not even believe it's possible to ever really be free from the control of sugar. Am I right? Well, sister, I want you to know that there is a way, and it starts by understanding that your challenges and your relationship with sugar is a direct mirror of your relationship with yourself, your inner world, which is why in the upcoming Emotional Empowerment Program, we focus all in on actually uncovering and healing the root causes of your sugar dependency so you never again have to be stuck on the sugar, guilt, and shame roller coaster. Doing this deep inner work is the missing piece. Now, I don't want you to take my word for it. Let me introduce you to one of our incredible program alumni who has a quick message to share with you.
What's really, really stuck has been self-compassion, so much more than previously, you know, ever. And definitely the kind of, it's okay not to be perfect. And I've really noticed that with my eating, you know, it's not an all fall down if I eat something that is not particularly healthy or whatever. So those have been really, really awesome. And I've definitely taken that with me. So yeah, that's where I'm at. But overall, I'm doing well. It's like the curiosity, like asking myself, why is this, instead of why you're so stupid, don't do this, or why did you do this? It's like, okay, what is actually happening? That's an amazing thing to have. And it's becoming quite automatic. It's not such an effort to change the voice in my head. It's sort of becoming the regular way I speak to myself. So that's good. I'm feeling much calmer on a daily basis. And sort of if anything goes wrong or anything happens, I can manage it. That's kind of how I'm feeling at the moment.
Wow, wasn't that powerful? I am so excited to invite you to join us for the next upcoming group starting in just a few weeks. If you're ready to finally create this peace with food that actually lasts from the inside out, come and get your name on the waitlist via the link in the show notes below, and I will email you all the program details right away. The Emotional Empowerment Program is like nothing you have tried before. This is not another quick fix sugar detox program. No, instead, together we will be doing the real work, the real deep inner work that ultimately creates a lasting, peaceful relationship with food and yourself from the inside out. Now, I may also have a few extra surprises in store for those who register early bird, and I'm so excited to share those with you as soon as you come and get on the waitlist. Now, back to the episode. I mean, this late night snacking is not a good habit to have. It is not something that's healthy. It's not something that's supporting your health goals. It is more than likely throwing off a couple different pathways in your body, a couple different processes that are really important for ideal health. Now, I'm sharing all of this not to shame you, because I still eat sometimes. I still eat too late sometimes. It happens. Sometimes I accidentally eat dinner too late because it's been a busy day or I haven't been at home. Like sometimes this happens, and or sometimes we consciously choose to, you know, have a snack, right? Or we're at a party and we're eating something really late, and that's okay. You know, this isn't about being perfect. I want to really shine the light on that, right? I'm not here to shame you for late night snacking. I'm here to really empower you to just know for yourself, where is the balance? Where is the okay pieces and places to do this? And where is it becoming an ongoing problem, daily issue that you want to correct? So really just checking in with yourself for that, right? And knowing that you're not going to be perfect at it, especially if you are a major late night snacker and you're working on breaking the shackles here and breaking this pattern, it's going to take some time and it's going to take some really deep reflecting and deep awareness. And that's okay, right? Give yourself a bit of grace here and just do your best. Do your best as you break through, you know, into really having a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. So this is a perfect segue into why we late night snack. And some of these things are going to surprise you, okay? This is really a different way of looking at late night snacking and why I wanted to record this episode. I have a very different view to understanding the depth of late night snacking. Now, if you've ever Googled like how to quit late night snacking or why do I late night snack, you're going to find a whole list of kind of surface level challenges, right? And some of these are absolutely an issue. Like perhaps you've skipped meals all day, or you're not actually getting the right amount of nutrients that you needed throughout the day. Your body's going to be hungry at night. But that's rarely the case. For some of you, it is. And we're going to talk about that for sure. But usually there's something deeper energetically and emotionally going on that is the real reason you're reaching for food at night. And I want you to really pay attention here to these six sort of themes that I'm going to share with you that I see show up for almost every woman that I work with and for myself in this old journey. And even to this day, you know, if I catch myself late night snacking on occasion, I'm very aware which of these old patterns are rearing their head. And, you know, I'm working with that and I'm continuing to work on this myself. I'm definitely not perfect. And I love that. And that's all part of our journey together, is to have the compassion and the awareness to love ourselves through this process. Okay. So number one, let's dive in here. Number one, one of the biggest energetic emotional pieces that really, when we look at not what we're eating, but why we're eating, right? Really deeply looking at the why beyond the physical need for nutrients, because as I said earlier, that's usually never what's going on. It's very rarely, yes, occasionally you forgot to eat all day, you're starving and ravenous at night, and you're going to be eating a lot, right? You're going to be more desired to snack. But usually that's not what's going on, not on a daily basis. If this is a daily thing for you, that's not what's going on. So often what I see, and this is theme number one here, is that there's a massive disconnection that you have from yourself, your true self. And there becomes this inner void that is really amplified at night. When the house is quiet, the day is calming down, we're not working anymore, all the dinner is done, and we're in this like rest mode. And it really shines a light on this inner turmoil that we have within ourselves around really not knowing who we are and not knowing how to actually connect with our true selves, because we've probably never allowed ourselves to be our true selves. This is, by the way, a byproduct of the way we've all been raised. And that's a whole conversation for another day, but there is this void. And usually when I work with women, they describe it as like kind of this emptiness in their chest or this emptiness in their gut. And it's a void of disconnection. And not even just disconnection from yourself. This is the biggest part, that we use food to fill that void. We use food to almost reconnect with ourselves at the end of a busy day because we don't know how else to do that. And this is also a sign of just being disconnected from the world around us. We live in a world now where we're, in theory, more connected than ever. But in my opinion, we are more disconnected than ever. We don't actually have, most women do not actually have real deep, meaningful connections in their lives and a spiritual connection, you know, some sort of connection to something bigger. So there's a lot of places, I've talked about connection before, we're not diving into that on the podcast, but this piece around just feeling disconnected, and you might even feel disconnected from your husband. You might feel disconnected from your kids or your partner, right? You might feel disconnected from your friends, right? There may just be this like this void. And I know when I reflect back to the rock bottom of my late night snacking, emotional eating at the end of my workday, when I worked at this soul sucking financial industry job in the bank, and I remember coming home and being so deeply disconnected from my heart, deeply disconnected from myself, my higher self, my true self, disconnected from my purpose. I was just disconnected from almost everything that nourishes my soul. And it was all empty and it was all just depressing and sad and stressful. So I would try to fill that void with Netflix, with wine, with sugar, with anything that I could to make me not feel that emptiness that was there. So this is a big one for many, and something I'm so passionate about, and why we dive deep into really learning how to rediscover your authentic true self in in the upcoming emotional empowerment program that is starting in May. We are doing this together, walking step by step through exactly all these things that I'm about to mention as these root causes that are really driving us to fill our inner voids with food. And it's usually with sugar because we know how addictive sugar is. So are you disconnected from yourself? Is this what's going on for you? I mean, even pause this episode right now. Check in with your body. Like, does this resonate? The second piece here that is really fascinating because I've started understanding this at a deeper level as I've started understanding nervous system regulation, trauma, just understanding how our actual body responds to rest. Many women actually do not feel safe to rest. Now, you might not use those words because that might be a concept that you don't quite understand yet, but what's actually happening internally in your nervous system is that pausing at the end of the busy day and doing nothing or resting is completely foreign to you. Perhaps you grew up in a household where if you were sitting still, you were a sitting duck, right? Maybe for abuse or for nagging from your mom to get busy, do your homework, you know, and be productive. Like, this message is thrown at us in our society, like there's no tomorrow, right? This patriarchal society that we live in has taught us it's not okay to rest. And you might have gotten that message in your household or on TV or at school. In whatever way, it's created this imprint in your nervous system where if I'm resting, something's wrong. I am not allowed to rest, or resting is dangerous because I may then be susceptible to if you know, verbal abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. Like, there may have been some of that coming up. So understanding that there may be this pattern at the end of the day when you do just crave, your body is just like, oh, that's been a busy day. I need some rest. I need to just recuperate. And we don't know how to do that. It's scary to do that. It's not safe to do that. So we subconsciously have developed these patterns to quote unquote rest without actually resting. So we're parking ourselves in front of the TV and numbing out, right? We're numbing out on food. We're avoiding these feelings of discomfort around rest, nor do we have any reference for what it looks like or feels like to actually rest. Right? To actually maybe go for a walk or sit out in the garden or do some breath work or sit in meditation or read a book, go to bed early, right? Like, these beautiful ways that we can actually recharge our batteries. We don't know how to do it, and it's not safe to do it. And this is a major pattern for most of the women that I work with. So this really actually ties into the third theme here, is that most women are dysregulated. And what I mean by that is your nervous system has been wired in a way that you don't know how to turn it off. You don't know how to step out of stress and into rest, right? We've just talked about rest. So there's an actual imprint where you don't even know how to calm your system, especially after a really busy day or a really stressful week, right? We're not sure how to do that, because our nervous systems have been trained to stay on 24/7. And this happens at a very young age. And this is honestly my absolute passion and fascination right now with understanding how this nervous system dysregulation, our early childhood traumas and experiences, have actually created this inability to take that deep breath, to breathe into our diaphragm, to really be at peace, and to ground ourselves. And when we don't know how to do that and we're constantly stressed, the coping mechanism that we learned at some sort of young age to just eat food to quote unquote feel better, right? Or to avoid feeling stressed is now amplified. And this is especially amplified in the evenings. Again, there's kind of this lull. The busy day is over. We're now like having this moment in theory to rest, but we don't know how to turn off. So we're trying to turn off using these maladaptive patterns, like, again, binging on Netflix, sitting in front of the TV, scrolling on Instagram, right? And eating. So does this resonate? Or is any of this resonating? Again, the invitation here and why I'm asking this is I want you to really tune in and get honest with yourself. Like, are these themes that are showing up for you? Because if you can understand where and how these are showing up. And I'm going to be so bold as saying that we all have all of these patterns I'm about to share. I know I do. And I'm aware when they show up in their little ways, the little sneaky ways, and I can attack them head on with love. But these are, I think, a human condition, a part of how we've all been raised, how we've grown up in this patriarchal society, how we've grown up, no matter your race, your background, your country of origin. This is really sort of a global human challenge. And yours might look slightly different than mine, but these themes that I'm sharing really show up in every woman I've ever worked with. So I'm willing to bet they're all at some place or way applicable to you. All right, let's move on to theme four. This is a big one and a big reason why, as I mentioned at the start of this episode, I'm hosting the Emotional Eating Masterclass. And then soon after that, opening registration for my Emotional Empowerment 8-week program that's starting in May is because of theme four. Well, it's honestly because of all of these themes. They're all deeply tied into what we're going to be teaching both in the masterclass and in the upcoming program. But number four is that in the evening, most of you are avoiding tough emotions. There is an avoidance happening here of the difficult emotions of life. Usually when the day is over and there's this lull, the opportunity here is to be faced with the emotions that may have been stuffed down throughout the day. Maybe your boss yelled at you, or you're frustrated, or someone said something that made you angry, or you heard some sad news and you're feeling really some sadness around that. And all of that, because of the way that you've been taught to just get on with your day and ignore these emotions, have been stuffed aside. And in the evening, these start to attempt to come out, to be processed. Like, ooh, okay, you've ignored us all day. Now can we be heard and seen and validated, please? And because that is absolutely terrifying, we have no reference for that. Again, we have not been taught the importance of feeling, how to process our emotions, and how to feel safe doing that. We stuff it down. And this is a major, major factor throughout your whole day when it comes to why you're reaching for sugar, why you're reaching for junk food, processed food. Because we are avoiding a tough emotion. And it's probably not just one. It's probably a lifetime of tough emotions. And I'm very purposely here not saying negative emotions, because all emotions are wonderful and needed in your human experience. So none of them are negative in my opinion, but some of them are really heavy. Some of them are really difficult to feel. And I'm using the word tough here. Some of them suck to feel. You know, some of these heavy emotions are really challenging. So instead of feeling them, because we don't have the support to do that, we don't have the resiliency, the regulated nervous system to support ourselves in feeling that sadness from earlier today or honoring that anger. We have no reference for this. It's not okay to feel. This is the message we've all been given in one way or another. We then numb. And we learned early on a fascinating, very socially acceptable way to do this is with food. With food, with Instagram, with Netflix, you know, maybe with wine, right? In any way, those were my four that I used every single night. You know, whatever way is showing up for you, you're escaping tough emotions, avoiding these tough emotions, and you don't know how to face them. And that's okay. That's exactly why I developed the Emotional Empowerment Program, is to help women like you learn in a safe space, how to honor your emotions, how to feel again, how to reconnect with the wisdom of your body, and how to resource yourself to know exactly what to do, to build your toolbox so that when these difficult challenges come up in life, which they do almost on a daily basis, you know how to support yourself with that. It's life-changing, because as soon as you rewire those old loops, you will notice that you no longer reach for food. You no longer feel that pull or those cravings for sugar. This is how we do this root cause work. We need to get in and get messy with our emotions. This is massive. And I'm going to be sharing a teaser of this, obviously, at the upcoming free live masterclass on May 11th. So come and get registered for that if you're not already. We're going to be diving so deep into this topic. The link is below in the show notes. Okay, two more themes that I want to share with all of you that I see show up for every woman. Number five, at the end of the day, you're most likely very low on energy, very exhausted, low on energy, and dare I even say burnt out. I know if you're like most women I know, you're doing too much. you're doing way too much on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, and every year. You put way too much on your plate. You have way too many responsibilities. You don't know how to say no. You're constantly people pleasing. I mean, the list goes on and on, attempting to be perfect, perfectionism, right? And you're dealing with anxiety because of it. You're dealing with depression because of it. And you're just exhausted, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually exhausted. And at the end of the day, this exhaustion really starts to come forward, right? Your body's starting to wind down, get ready for bed, hopefully. And you're exhausted. And even though you're exhausted, you're resistant to go to bed, right? There's an interesting conundrum that happens there too. And that's a conversation for another day. But this place of being really low on energy, your body's wisdom knows that the quickest way to get energy is a glucose hit, is a quick hit of some crappy processed sugar to give you a boost. So if you're getting home at 5 o'clock at night, at the end of a really long day, and you're exhausted, you're going to be, you know, maybe eating dinner or maybe even snacking before dinner and then snacking again after to try to stay awake, to try to make it through the night, right? Or to, oh God, just make it till 9 o'clock, right? Instead of just giving yourself permission to go to bed at 7, if that's what you need. So there's a whole push and pull here, but the low energy piece is definitely a physical drive that your body may be sending you those signals to eat some junk. Right? Because you're exhausted and you're hoping that gives you a little bit of a hit so your brain can come back online versus just shut down. And the vicious cycle there is, of course, that sugar is just going to make you more tired. It's going to disrupt your sleep. It's going to ruin your next day and your next day, right? So it's not actually helping, but physically your body thinks that that is going to support you. And then the last theme here, number 6, is all about self-love. There's a big part of anyone out there who I've worked a lot with moms, and they'll often share, and even if you're not a mom, and this is probably showing up, that at the end of the day is your time. It's almost like this only time in your whole day where you have self-care time and what I'll call self-love time, right? Time to really like be with yourself, to nourish yourself. You know, all day perhaps you've been doing things for other people, whether it's your boss or your family, your husband, your partner. Right. And now it's finally your time. Right. So your cup has been drained all day. And now you have this window subconsciously where you're like, oh, I'm just going to fill my cup up. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And we're so exhausted at that point in the day and have no reference for how to actually fill our own cup up, how to actually share, give ourselves the love and care that we need, that we think binging on Netflix and eating sugar is going to help. We think that that's the way we do that. We've connected sugar with love since childhood. And I've done episodes on this. Go back and check them out. I can't remember what numbers, right? This connection between sugar and love. And so often we are using sugar inadvertently. Again, all of this was subconscious. And now hopefully it's conscious awareness as I'm sharing all of this with you to understand that we've use sugar in an attempt to give ourselves the love that we need, that maybe we didn't get through the day, the care that we need that we didn't get throughout the day. And of course, this seems silly. It's not. This isn't real love. And learning how to repattern that connection with love is a big part of the upcoming program, the Emotional Empowerment Program. We do a lot with self-love because this is a big, big key pillar in why we mistreat our bodies, why we mistreat ourselves, right? We're not feeling worthy of that. We're not feeling loved. And we don't know how to actually show ourselves love without sugar, right? Without just pounding a bottle of wine. And relearning how to do that is so incredible. It's an incredible journey and it's so powerful because it, again, drops away this need to eat sugar when we're wanting and craving love. So there you have it. These are the 6 themes, right? Number 1, disconnected from yourself. You're filling a void that is this deep disconnection from your true authentic self. Number 2, you don't feel safe in your body to actually rest. There's an imprint and a pattern that it's not okay to do nothing. It's not okay to be in stillness or to take time for yourself. There might be a belief that that's selfish. Number 3 is your nervous system is probably dysregulated and you don't actually know how to switch from a stressed, busy state into a totally relaxed state. Number 4, you're probably avoiding some tough emotions. 100%. 100% of women that I've ever met, at the end of the day, you're avoiding some emotions if you're eating. Number five, low energy. You're burnt out. Your body's craving some sort of energy hit. And then number six is the self-love, right? And self-care that you're attempting to give to yourself with food at the end of the day. So I want to know which of these resonates the most with you. Which of these, you know, out of these six, as I mentioned already, they probably all apply to you, but which one stands out the most? Because that is the one that you are going to focus on and you're going to reflect on. And your homework is to spend time really sitting with that over the next couple of weeks to see what other insights come forward for you around why this pattern showed up and how you can start stepping your way out of it. So let's shift gears into exactly that. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with some actionable tips, some actionable tools that, again, I'm going to be sharing so much more in depth at the upcoming Emotional Empowerment Masterclass that's free for you to join on May 11th. We're going to be diving deeper into this and actually practicing these in person together. But really quickly here, sharing a short list of some of these things that you can do to start shifting out of this we'll call habit, even though, as you know now, it's so much deeper than just a habit that you developed in childhood. There's some deeper wounds going on here, some deeper energetic and emotional pieces. So absolutely number one, as I just invited you to do, is to bring awareness to why you eat at night. Not why I eat at night or your best friend eats at night or your husband, your partner. Why do you eat at night? You know, of those six things that I just shared or other reasons that might intuitively come forward for you, why are you eating at night? Spend some time with your journal. Really get clear. Really get honest with yourself. Don't just write, oh, because I always have, because my mom and dad taught me this is what we do after dinner. No. What is really going on deeper than that? And the next piece here is the physical piece that I mentioned earlier. So if you are that 1% that is not properly nourishing yourself throughout the day, please start making sure that you are eating proper meals for yourself. Now, we all have different bodies. We all have different needs in terms of what those meals are, but we're across the board going to want to be focusing on protein and fat and not skipping meals. If you're hungry throughout the day, even on really busy days, making sure that you're taking time to eat food, eat a nourishing breakfast that kicks off your whole day, right? Eat a nourishing lunch, eat a nourishing dinner. I mean, if you're fasting, you know, doing that within your fasting window, and especially that last meal of the day, first and last meals of the day are the most important meals to really focus on getting the right type of high quality fat and protein. So focusing on fat and protein at dinner is really going to help you feel more satiated and have the right nutrients in your body. So hopefully you're not actually craving nutrients a couple hours later while you're sitting on the couch. So that's the physical piece. For the 1% of you that is struggling with actual physical cravings, if you're not doing those things, you will definitely notice that drive to eat. Another little trick that you can use, and I know works for some women really well, is as soon as you've had dinner, brush your teeth. It's a little sneaky trick that almost tells you subconsciously that, okay, we're done eating. My mouth is clean now. Nothing else is going to go in here. So you can try that, see if it works for you. Maybe floss at the same time. So your mouth is like super squeaky clean and you don't want to put any other food in it. And then of course, what can you do to invite in doing things in the evening that are actually nourishing? And this can become a big rabbit hole because what helps you feel most nourished? What helps you recharge your batteries? What helps you feel most loved, right? And that may be playing a game with your loved one. That might be going for a walk. For me, it's spending time in the garden, especially now that it's spring and summer. I just want to be outside in the evenings, right? So what is that for you that helps fill your cup at the end of the day that's not Netflix, Instagram, wine, and sugar? And starting to explore that, explore a couple different activities, explore some different things to help kind of mix up and get you out of that rut of, you know, your old way of doing things. Of course, another piece here is teaching yourself to rest. And this is a massive conversation. The question is like, well, how do I even do that, right? And that is exactly what I love supporting my clients with nervous system regulation, right? Learning how to regulate our nervous systems through various somatic tools and techniques. I'm going to share a couple of them with you at the upcoming masterclass, and we'll be diving deep into all the somatic practices in the upcoming 8-week program. But teaching yourself how to rest is a journey. And that's why I say teach. We do have to retrain our nervous systems that it's safe to rest and it's okay to rest. And in that, I will also add here another tool to use is to begin reflecting on your emotional state in the evening. What emotions are you stuffing down, right? What emotions are you avoiding feeling? And just starting there without actually having to feel them, just bringing awareness to, oh yeah, today was really tough. Like I felt sad earlier. I'm angry at my boss. Like just jotting down in your journal, like what are some of the emotions that might've been present for you that day that are difficult for you to feel and that you may be numbing out from? And then last tip here that I'll share before we start wrapping things up is to pattern interrupt your habit, right? If your go-to at the end of the day is to park on the couch with a bowl of popcorn or bowl of ice cream and throw on the Netflix, try switching it up, even location. So maybe you're still watching Netflix, but maybe you're doing it like out on the deck, or maybe you're doing it like in the sitting room instead of on the couch, right? Or you're doing it somewhere different. So you're starting to interrupt that pattern of like the environment that you always did that habit in. And then you may invite in, okay, I'm just going to watch Netflix and not have a snack. I'm going to have Netflix with my favorite tea that I love. Or, you know, for beginners, right, I'm going to have Netflix with a healthy snack instead of an unhealthy snack. And you're going to start working your way through like that. And then, of course, building into what if I'm not watching Netflix and I'm going to go do something else instead. So there's a lot of steps here, and it really is going to depend on where you're at in this journey and going slow with yourself. So there's a couple things that you can do. And of course, I also want to mention here that for many of you listening to this, this may sound like going cold turkey. Never late night snacking again feels nearly impossible. So I want to also acknowledge that this can be a baby step approach. Step one is the awareness of what I just brought forward for all of you today. But if you are still needing a snack, which we never really are, but if you are wanting a snack at night, or you really aren't ready to just go cold turkey, right? And you need to baby step your way into releasing that old pattern. Again, number one, if you are going to have a snack, focus on high protein, high fat, and small portions. So don't go big. Have something small. Maybe that's a small bowl of yogurt with berries or some leftovers from dinner. Maybe it's a little extra portion of roast or steak that you had for dinner, or nuts, right? Something, again, that has fat in it, has some protein in it, low carb, and is minimally processed. So again, finding those healthy snacks, maybe a cucumber with some hummus, things like that, that are maybe going to be light and not really heavy for your body to digest, and small portions. So that's going to be how you're going to want to step into that, you know, just switching out the toxic snacks for something at least healthier. And then from there, stepping your way into slowly removing needing a snack at all, right? And making sure that you're getting the right nutrients at dinner. You should be good. You should be able to go to bed and not need something again until breakfast. So I hope that helps. This is a lot. I know I threw a lot at you today. I love this topic. And as I've seen over the last 8 years in working with women and helping them really heal the root causes of their sugar addiction, this habit of late night snacking is almost always a deep emotional and energetic craving, as I shared in this episode. And often these are the exact same root cause reasons that we're addicted to sugar in the first place. So if you want to finally discover the real reasons that you late night snack, you emotionally eat, you're addicted to sugar, then I want to invite you again to come and join us in the upcoming free emotional eating masterclass that's happening on May 11th. Come hang out with me live and hundreds of other women as we really dive deep into these root causes, my very unique approach that I use to helping my clients break free from the control of sugar and the cravings. And this is going to be a jam-packed 3-hour live event where we're diving really deep. And I'm going to be sharing some tools with all of you. We're going to be putting into practice. We're not just going to be learning and talking, because that's not really what you need, right? A lot of my approach is so different, is about taking action. You don't need more information. You need the right tools. So I'm going to be giving you these tools live. We're going to be doing it together, and you're absolutely not going to want to miss this. I'm so excited to see you there. Again, link is in the show notes to register. And thank you so much for tuning into another episode. This was really fun to record. I love this topic. I love helping women navigate out of this nasty habit that's really derailing our health and our goals. And I hope that you now have the awareness to move forward and start taking the steps to break out of this habit for yourself. So thank you again for tuning in. Love having you here. Huge shout out to everyone who's been a longtime listener. And I hope to see you on May 11th at the masterclass. All right. We'll see you all definitely next week on the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. If you're loving what we talked about today, please remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone you love. And if you're ready to dive deeper into discovering your root causes and patterns that are keeping you hooked on sugar, be sure to check out our brand new free workshop series that will help you kick emotional eating for good. Find the link to download this free series and other amazing resources in the show notes below.